Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. It seems like winter woke up. All of a sudden, you get out of bed and it's freaking freezing. That's all right. Flyers won last night. Sixers won last night. Impressive by the 76ers in the end. Odd how they got there. Flyers with a really great road win and a really important one. We'll get to that. The NFL changes, they seem like they are coming. Nothing official yet, but this structure for the new playoffs seems like it's going to happen. The Philly spring training starts this weekend. NFL Combine up ahead. We got a trial to recap. We got a lot happening on a chilly day. And again, as always, with you at 888-729-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines. Much to react to and to discuss today at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal. What?
I'm looking at you. You're a free man.
I am a free man. But I expected to be free.
I don't know what
to
say.
I don't know if
no,
I did
you know
expect.
What? I'm not getting into that right
okay,
now.
Okay.
There's something else that needs to be said.
What's that?
1912.
Oh, 1912.
Was the last Olympics where the gold medals were made entirely of gold.
Wow.
1912.
Okay, wow.
Think about this, though. I mean, there's a reason. The Olympic medals back then were about like 0.77, like 0.75 ounce of gold.
Yep.
And the cost of doing that was, the cost of an ounce of gold back then was $18.93.
Mm-hmm.
$18.93. You know what the cost of an ounce of gold is today?
I don't.
$1,646.
How about that?
How about
that? Yeah, that's amazing.
So I guess I don't blame them for
not
making these things out of gold.
Main thing I think of when I think of 1912, one thing. What is it? Richie Seltzer, 1912. As soon as 1912 is brought up, there's one thing I think of every single time. What is it? Famous event? Titanic.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was 1914.
Really?
It's 1912.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
I could be wrong.
I think
really
it's 1912. We'll look it up.
I think you're probably right.
It was 1912.
We'll look it up. All right. NFL, look, a lot to get to today. We'll do it all on the phone lines, obviously, at 888-729-9494. John, the NFL with the changes. So the owners yesterday have their vote. It was not unanimous, but they did have enough votes to pass through from the NFL side to to have them now push their proposal officially to the players. J.J. Watt spoke out against it yesterday on Twitter. We'll see where it all goes. But it looks like it's probably going to happen. The NFL playoffs are going to get expanded. We're going to go from 6 playoff teams to 7 playoff teams. Football is going to go back to later in February now. You know, if we get to the 17-game season, which is certainly not ironclad yet. And again, the players got to sign off on it. I mean, here's the thing, John, amongst many other things that hit me, is that it's just one of those things where why it is there. We touched briefly on this yesterday, and then we got all into the trial stuff. So we got to kind of bring this back. Why do fans just roll over every time owners want to expand everything to create more money for themselves? No, I'm just trying to understand this.
What
phenomenon.
Are you talking about? Fans just roll
they,
over.
They roll over.
Joe, I get to watch more football.
No, you get to watch.
I'm thrilled.
But it's each game's less important. Like John, people talk about
sure.
Season.
Yeah. I disagree.
In what way?
I believe that with the new playoff format, every game in the regular season will be more important because no longer will you have week 17 teams who've locked up. You've got two teams in each conference who have locked up a bye in some cases where they're resting all their starters. And you can't play fantasy to those games. You can't bet those games because they're not even real games. That happens every year, the final two games of the season. Now, you've got one first-round bye, one for each conference, and everyone will be vying for that all the way through Week 17 in most cases.
Well, it depends.
It's going to make football more competitive longer into the season. And now, I mean, for the players' sake, I'm not thrilled about the 17 weeks, but I am thrilled for their sake about the profit sharing, an increased chunk of the pie.
Yep.
If that's where they want to go, you know, they're probably going to hold out as long as they possibly can and then concede to the 17-week thing. That, in combination with this idea of playoffs, more teams in the playoffs, means more football. Means probably another bye. Means probably just longer. Football is already almost year-round the way that they cover it. We're getting closer and closer to having football being played before our very eyes year-round. And that's a good thing for me.
I mean, it'll make it more fun in mid-February when there's still football. I understand that. But I think that the main point I'm getting at, and this is what I'm curious where everyone stands at 888-729-9494. See, I mean, look, there's a lot that's great in sports, right? We love sports. It's why we exist as a sports radio show. If people didn't love sports, there'd be no sports radio show in Philadelphia or anywhere. So sports, there's great stuff. But there's bad stuff also, right? I mean, there's some annoying aspects, whether it's steroids, whether it's cheating, whether it's, you know, whatever, right? I think one of the things that really hits me about this is a lot of times you get people that say, you know, well, the regular seasons are so long. And regular season is devalued, and it's all about the postseason. And like, well, yeah, it is all about the postseason if you let everybody in the postseason. Of course, it's all about the postseason. Here's the thing: the NBA and the NHL in particular, the NHL as a sport, in my opinion, as a league, absolutely needs a robust playoffs. Why is 16 teams in the playoffs a really good thing for the NHL? Because that's when the most fans watch. Fans watch hockey more in April, May, and then into the very beginning of June because more people in America, it's a fact, are casual hockey fans instead of hardcore hockey fans. That's true. So they get into it when you have a tournament. Same thing, by the way, with the NCAA tournament, John. Think about it. Think about this for a second. Now, college basketball used to be a bigger thing 20 and 30 years ago, obviously, when you'd have players stay 4 years. They don't now. But even when they stayed, that sport lends itself. The whole nature of that in America lends itself. Let's have this big tournament. Everybody's going to get involved. You're going to have office pools. And so America gravitates toward that for the 3 or 4 weeks in March. And it's a beautiful thing. Football doesn't need that. The NFL doesn't need, let's have a tournament in January. They don't need, let's have 43% of the teams make the playoffs. They don't need that. Football is so fundamentally already strong with a regular season that matters.
It's strong. You're saying it can't be improved upon?
I'm saying they have worked.
You are so dead set into your, like, let's keep the status quo. Like, your comfort level with the current arrangement.
When it's better with where you're headed.
Dictates that you're not keeping an open mind to the positives, Joe.
Which, okay, I get you. The positives are we get more football.
You get more competitive football later into the regular season, and you're getting another team added to the mix for each conference in the postseason, which means we always talk about how the divisional round of the playoffs is the greatest day of the year because you get top quality football with great competitors, great opponents.
Right.
Like, you're getting another step closer to that now the week before because you're getting another playoff game during wild card weekend, which to me, like, I don't understand why you feel the need to stay so ingrained and set in your ways.
I'll answer it very, very, and again, we'll see where everyone stands on this at 888-729-9494. This is, by the way, not just an NFL thing. This is kind of a sports in America thing. The expansion aspect and what you really think's right, and like, where's the right balance? baseball went through went from, you know, we got two leagues, two teams make the playoffs
you
to go straight to the World Series, to four, to eight. Now baseball is at 10. I'm just trying to find out where people are at today.
It is. There is a balance.
And I don't think the NFL will be – I think the
but
NFL
in order to find that balance,
far.
You have to try these possibilities.
No, see
– this is a step in the right direction. And because for me, at base value, it gives me more football. It gives me more competitiveness. Now, who's to say – whether it'll work or not, we'll find out when we apply it into real life.
Okay, I got you. But
see if it works.
Two things on that.
What's
number
the harm?
One thing is, this isn't like sometimes the NFL will put a rule in and they say it's a trial year. This isn't going to be a trial year. We all know enough about the world. We didn't just wake up and get born yesterday. We all know once the NFL goes here, they will never roll it back.
We don't know that.
No, we do know that because they're going to make extra billions and they will never, ever throw that money.
It is very likely.
right.
We don't know for sure,
but
you're right because money is the major contributor to this equation.
Yeah, and then that'll set in the whole thing and how they divvy it up. So it'll never
It's likely that it'll only grow from here rather than shrink. But it's not completely out of the question.
John,
you never have
retraction.
Listen, if it's totally wonky and it fails, the NFL – I'm sure would keep an open enough mind that they would say, it just made things wrong.
I'll just say this
feel wrong.
To the best of my knowledge, I'm 41 years old. I don't remember one time ever in pro sports that there's been retraction. I mean, I'm not talking about a league that folds. I'm talking about expansion of teams or expansion of playoffs. Baseball 20 years ago.
That would be messed up. An expansion team, then you're like, you know what, you guys, it didn't work.
20 years ago, the commissioner of baseball wanted to get rid of the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
And the players union went crazy and they didn't get rid of them.
Of course. Imagine that.
So I'm just saying, trust me when I tell you, once seven teams are in the playoffs in each conference and four team.
Well, that's different than abolishing a team.
Well, you're right about that. So I just, again, amongst other things, do you think this is a good decision for the NFL to expand the playoffs? I fundamentally hate it. I think they're to whatever extent they're trying to find balance, I think they're striking the wrong balance. I think they're doing it obviously for the economics. They just want more money.
You hold a grudge because you think because they're doing it for financial gain that it can't be good.
Yeah.
Your eyes are clouded with green. And that's why, in addition to your unyielding lack of belief in change being positive ever, because that's just you.
But John, I
think you're being unfair. You're judging this unfairly because you think it's a money grab at face value.
Well, it is.
And you refuse to see the positives because you've made up your mind from the get-go.
Yeah.
It's about one thing. What if it's about making the game more appealing to fans? What if the NFL, like any good, public company should, is constantly trying to rehabilitate its image, its product, keep things fresh, keep things
I got
proper.
I get you on that, but what about excellence? At what point does excellence
play
a part in this?
I think it provides more excellence.
No. See, here's the thing. You're right. It does keep more people involved longer. There's no doubt. Same thing with baseball when they expanded the playoffs and expanded it again and expanded it again. So, people in August and September who were in cities who otherwise would not be into it if they were 10 games out of first place, they're still into it. And I get that. But when the 2011 Phillies had to play the Cardinals, and the 2011 Phillies who won 102 games had to lose to a Cardinals team that, I don't know, I don't remember exactly what they had.
I think it was 84.
Okay, so they just played 162 games. 162! And now the Phillies got to lose to a team with 18 more losses? You want to do that. I get it. You kept people in St. Louis involved in August and September, some other teams in their division or whether it was Wild, whatever the heck they were. You will keep 4, 5, 6 different cities into it. And, John, maybe that's just as simple as that, and that's a win. I look at it when I look at sports, and this is just me. I appreciate excellence. And so when you start rewarding, and they're going to get in, 8-8 teams are going to make the playoffs, and you're going to have the occasion.
8-8 teams make the playoffs now.
Rarely.
And
rarely.
Over the last 20 years, what was the stat yesterday? With this new format, there would be
couple 8-8 teams
out of 20 years.
But you'll get a ton of 9-7 teams. And listen, that does.
There are a ton of 9-7 teams now.
But you'll get more. You'll get more. I mean, I'm just.
You don't know that. And you know what else you'll get? You'll get teams that have 10 wins that would ordinarily be cut out of the playoffs because of the division winner's automatic berthing.
Yeah.
If that's the
way
you can say
that. Well, I guess,
look,
I mean, I'm just wondering, where do people stand on this? I mean, do you just keep expanding out? Like NCAA tournament, should it be 128 teams instead of 64? I mean, that way, instead of one or two Big Five teams, or sometimes three making it every year, you could have all five Big Five teams in the tournament. If you had 128 teams, is that good? Like, I'm trying to drive at here, talking about one additional team
in each conference. You're comparing that to doubling the brackets for March Madness.
Okay. Well, look,
that's crazy.
Well. Look, when I was growing up, there's four teams in football in each conference that made the playoffs.
Back in my day, I'm just saying.
So, but James, part of my concern also.
You're a fuddy-duddy. That's your stance.
Well said.
Are we going to have nine teams in each conference in the playoffs 15, 20 years?
No, we're going to have one additional team now.
Okay. I mean, I'm just telling you, I've seen it before, and here's what aggravates me about this one. I know I'll see it again. That's the thing. If you told me this is it, this is where they draw the line, I'd say, well, I'm not happy about it, but okay. I know it'll get expanded again.
And you know, it's
I don't
gonna
like
be,
that.
It's going to be, if it does get expanded again and the Eagles end up being one of those teams that wouldn't have gotten in otherwise and they get in, are you going to be against it then?
Well, I'll know that it helps us here in Philadelphia and it's a great thing. I'll be happy as a fan, but it doesn't mean it's good. Just because tanking was doable in basketball and the Sixers benefited didn't mean it was a good thing for hoops. Look, 888-729-9494. Where do you stand on this? I mean, seriously, what is the right balance between honoring a regular season and really bolstering up the teams that had the best regular season and giving them a chance to win, as opposed to just party for everybody, seeing the playoffs?
It's not a party for everybody, man.
For a lot of teams.
One more team in each conference.
Where do you stand as a fan on this as it relates to the NFL and the other sports? How do you put the puzzle together? NFL's putting it together wrong. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, we got a lot to hit today. Huge win by the Flyers last night. Huge. And 76ers get it done late. Embiid was phenomenal. Said after the game he's the best player in pro basketball. Okay. We'll talk about it all, Jared.
But he's not?
Jared Cameron, John Ritchie.
You don't like that?
The in-shape version of Embiid, which he was last night.
Yeah, he was.
Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.